You know, this being the first one with an assault rifle, I mean, we've had down through the years various, you know, mass murders. You know, we had Wedgwood in 99. We had the guy up in Wisconsin, the guy in Sash, Texas, and now this, you know. So it doesn't really surprise me. I think what it's brought to light is that, yes, we have a church needs to have armed people or person in a role. Now, we see a lot of churches sometimes that say, oh, yeah, get old Bubba over there with his concealed weapon permit and he can be our bodyguard and shoot anybody. Well, there's various state regulations and licensing regulations that churches need to be aware of also. And we try to help them with that.